Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over how to set your saltwater generator to the right level or the right output to produce the chlorine in your pool without overdoing it or underproducing the chlorine. I'll give you some pointers on how to set your particular system to make just enough chlorine so that you're at 3 to 5 parts per million every day. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. If you recently purchased a saltwater generator, and now you have it connected, and you notice one or two things. One, that your chlorine level is at 10 parts per million or 15 parts per million because you can't get it adjusted properly. It's just producing crazy amounts of chlorine. Or two, it's near 1 or 0 and it's not producing chlorine for your pool. And typically you're going to have one or the other end of the spectrum. Very rarely are you going to have your system working and you're going to see like 3 parts per million exactly of chlorine. And so it does take some adjusting. And one thing you have to know, I know I mentioned this recently in another podcast, is that when the manufacturer in the manual says it produces 1 pound or 1.2 pounds of chlorine every day, that's based on the system running at 3450 RPMs and running 24 hours a day. And no one runs their salt system or their pool 24 hours a day usually. Some people do, but not typically. And so for you, you're going to have to extrapolate that number based on your pool size and how long you run your pool and what setting you have the system at. Also, what the cell is rated for. All these are factors in adjusting the chlorine level. So I'll start with the first one, which is your pool runtime. The longer you run your pool with the output set at the highest level, which is 100%, the more chlorine is going to produce. So if you run your pool for 24 hours at 3450 RPMs, and your pool is going to make 1 pound of chlorine for your pool. So if your pool is 10,000 gallons, that's going to be a lot of chlorine for that pool. If it's 20,000 gallons, you may be okay. And based on how big the cell is also going to be a factor. So let's say that you have a Pentair IntelliClor 40. That cell is designed for a 40,000 gallon pool. And let's say your pool is 15,000 gallons. Well, technically, if you do the math, you can pretty much put that at 50%. And that'll be making 50% of the output. And that'll be making chlorine for a pool about half the size that it's rated for. So for instance, I'll give you this example here. Let's say you, just to keep it simple, you have a 20,000 gallon pool and you want to set the chlorine to 3 to 5 parts per million. And so you have your IC40 running for 10 hours a day and you test the chlorine level and you're at 10 parts per million. So an easy way to adjust it, since you have a 20,000 gallon pool and you have an IC40, which is for a 40,000 gallon pool, cut the production by 50%, so lower it down to 50%. I believe it only goes to 40, 60, 80, and 100 on the IntelliClor. So lower it down to 40% and then cut your runtime to 5 hours and it should produce about 5 parts per million, 4 or 5 parts per million of chlorine. If you have an iClor, you can actually adjust that in increments of 1%. So with that same example, if you have a 20,000 gallon pool and you have an iClor 30, which is rated for a 30,000 gallon pool, if you cut that production down by 20%, that should cover you and that should make it set for a 20,000 gallon pool or 25% down. And if you run that 10 hours a day and it's producing 5 parts per million, cut it down to 8 hours a day or lower the percentage of production down, and that'll lower the chlorine level. So basically the runtime of the pool, what the cell is rated for, and how long or what percentage the cell is set for in the output determines how much chlorine it's going to make for your pool each day. So if you notice that your chlorine level is too high, lower down the output percentage on your salt cell. And if it's too low, raise up your output percentage. If you're still having a problem at 100% output and the chlorine is still not being generated, try running your pool a lot longer to see if that cures, solves the problem of not producing. So these are kind of how you set it. There's no quick and easy way to do it. It's just a matter of trial and error. And if you set it too low, then you're going to have to adjust the percentage up. So basically, I rarely will run a saltwater system at 100% unless the pool is gigantic. You want to run it at a lower percentage because these cells are rated for about 10,000 hours of use. And so if you run it at 100%, you're going to wear the cell out a lot quicker. So running your saltwater system at 100% is typically not necessary, again, unless your pool is gigantic. So if you have a 40,000-gallon pool and you have an IntelliClor 40, yes, run it at 100% because your pool is pretty massive. But most people aren't going to have that problem. If you have a 25,000-gallon pool or 20,000-gallon pool or a smaller pool, like most pools in California, you can run your salt system at 40%, 50%, and it's still going to produce a good amount of chlorine. If you're running your pool, your salt system, and it's not producing any chlorine, you could have a problem with your system. So make sure the cell is clean. So you want to clean your salt cell, make sure there's no calcium buildup there. And you also want to make sure that your pool is running long enough. So these are kind of the factors that go into play. Another factor that's not talked about a lot is your cyanuric acid level. So if you don't have any cyanuric acid in the pool, or if it's below 30 parts per million, it's not going to hold chlorine very well. One of the schools of thought on cyanuric acid, and one formula that's actually pretty accurate, it's a good rule of thumb, is that the level of cyanuric acid will equal how much chlorine is protected in the pool. And so if you have your cyanuric acid at 20 parts per million, you're going to protect your chlorine only to 2 parts per million. And so if it's at 5 parts per million, the sun's UV rays are going to burn off 3 parts per million during that period of time, 3 or 4 hour period of time that the salt cell is generating chlorine. And so you'll never get above 2 parts per million because the sun's burning it off. But if you have your cyanuric acid level at 50 parts per million, that means that the chlorine is protected to 5 parts per million. So if your saltwater generator is producing chlorine, and maybe it makes 8 parts per million of chlorine, 5 parts per million is going to be protected during the day from the sun's UV rays, and so therefore it's going to stay at 5 parts per million. So the cyanuric acid level is critical and important in the saltwater pool for that reason. Unless you run your saltwater pool 24 hours a day, then it's going to be producing, 1 pound or 1.2 pounds of chlorine. It doesn't matter what your cyanuric acid level is at that point because it's going to be producing chlorine all the time. But when the pool is off, or if the generator is at 50% when it's not producing chlorine, the chlorine residual that's in the water is going to be burned off by the sun's UV rays. Therefore, you need some kind of cyanuric acid level in the pool to protect that while it's not generating the chlorine, unless you're running your generator again 24 hours a day. So at nighttime when the system is off, or during the periods where it's not running, because if you have it set for 60%, that means during that 1 hour period, for about 20 minutes, it's not going to be producing chlorine. But for the 40 minutes or so that it's set for, it's going to be producing chlorine. And if you have an IntelliClor, you'll see the light turn off when it's not producing and turn back on when it is. So basically, you want to make sure you have the cyanuric acid in there to protect it when it's not generating. Unless, again, you have it running continuously. So that's a factor that you need to be aware of. So if you have a problem with your salt system not producing enough chlorine, check your cyanuric acid level to see maybe it's too low and the chlorine is being burned off very rapidly by the sun. If you live in California, Arizona, Florida, Texas, or Nevada, this is a very common problem because the sun is really powerful in these regions and it will burn chlorine off pretty quickly. So if you were to put in a gallon of liquid chlorine into a pool with no cyanuric acid in there, within 2 or 3 hours, all of that liquid chlorine will be burned off. That's how powerful the sun's UV rays are at the peak. As it hits the water, it will destroy the chlorine level. And so the cyanuric acid level in a saltwater pool will help protect it while the system is not generating, and you'll keep a residual level in the pool. So the way I adjust the saltwater system at my customers' pools is that I'll run the pool for about 12 hours. If it's a variable speed pump, I'll boost up the high speed to run a lot higher. So it's running at 3,000 RPMs or 2,800 RPMs. For a long period of time if it's not a single speed pump. And then the low speed, saltwater systems need some kind of flow to operate. All of them have a flow switch in them. So if you're running your pool less than 1800 RPMs, in most cases the saltwater system won't activate because there's not enough water flowing through it. And so the cell's not going to turn on unless you have proper flow. So if you have a variable speed pump, be aware of the fact that you're going to need to run it at over 1800 RPMs for the salt to produce. And then even in that case, if you're running it at 2000 RPMs, it's really not a lot of water going through there. So the higher you set your variable speed pump, the more chlorine that your saltwater generator will produce because there's more water flowing through it and it'll produce more. So basically, if you're running it at 2000 RPMs, figure that it's not going to be producing nearly as much chlorine as running it at 3450 RPMs, which is the speed of a single speed pump. So that's another factor to be aware of, is the speed of the pump if you are using a variable speed pump. So the first thing I do is boost up the runtime on the pump so that the pool's running a lot longer. And typically 12 hours is a good gauge because you're running it at half the 24-hour period. And I always leave the cell at 100%, so the output is at 100% for 12 hours. That should produce about half a pound of chlorine in that pool. And for a typical size pool, 15,000-20,000 gallon pool, that's plenty of chlorine to be produced in that 1 day period. And so from there, I'll adjust down to maybe 8 hours or 10 hours, and then I'll adjust the production down, a percentage down, if necessary. So I'll go from 12 hours to 10 hours, and I'll take it down to 80%. And then if it's still producing too much chlorine, I'll cut the runtime down maybe to 8 hours, and then I'll cut the production down to 50%. And this is the only way you're going to be able to do it, is by playing with the runtime of the pool, the percentage of the output, and then you'll have to test the chlorine level every few days or every week if you do pool service and you're there only once a week, to get it within 3 to 5 parts per million. And typically you're going to be at 10 parts per million, or pretty high levels, because it produces a lot of chlorine if you let it run long enough. And then again, what the cell is rated for. So if you have an IC40 running in a 15,000 gallon pool, it's actually designed to work on a 40,000 gallon pool, probably less. I think the manufacturer is a little bit optimistic about the pool size. I would say 35,000 gallons or so. But you definitely want to size your cell for your pool size. So if you have a 20,000 gallon pool, you can get an IC20, IntelliClor 20, which is rated for that. Or you can get an iClor 30, which is rated for 30,000 gallons. You don't want to get an IC20 for a 30,000 gallon pool, because that's rated for 20,000 gallons. If you have 30,000 gallons, there's no way it's going to produce enough chlorine running on a normal basis to cover that. So the cell size is really important. And I have recorded a podcast in the past regarding picking the right size salt system for your pool. But basically, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's trial and error with the saltwater system. Get a good test kit that will test the chlorine accurately. I prefer using a photometer tester that'll give you a spot-on chlorine reading. The ColorQ Pro 7, the Pool Lab 1.0, the SenSafe Pool Exact Easy is another good photometer. And these will give you an exact free chlorine reading in the pool, and that way you can adjust it accordingly. And then if you really wanted to add some more variables to it, you can. Water temperature, the use of the pool, animals swimming in the pool like dogs. All these are other variables that will affect the chlorine level, because that affects the water quality. And the chlorine will be used up quicker in those cases. So if you have heavy bather loads, or if the water is really warm, basically this is another factor to add into it. I don't want to put those in there because it's kind of confusing, but those are things you have to also be aware of, that there's other factors that affect how the chlorine is used up in the pool. So be aware of that. But basically the basic adjustment is your pool's runtime, the salt cell output or percentage that is set at to make the generate chlorine, and what the cell's rated for, versus like the IC40, which is for 40,000 gallons, versus using an IC20, which is rated for 20,000 gallons. That's definitely going to affect the amount of chlorine that's being produced, because if you look at the manual and look at the chart of how much chlorine each of these cells make within 24 hours, the IC40 is going to make more chlorine than the IC20. iClor 30 will make more chlorine than the iClor 15, and then the Hayward Aquarite T15 cell will make more chlorine than the T3 cell, so therefore that's also a factor in the equation. So if you set the proper output and you put it at 100% and you run your pool for the right amount of time and you're still noticing that there's no chlorine being generated, again, go back to some of the pre-existing or some of the other factors that may cause the pool not to make chlorine. Maybe your cyanuric acid level is too low. Maybe you have really high phosphate levels in your pool. If you have phosphate levels above 1,000 parts per billion, this could really interfere with the saltwater system generating chlorine. Maybe your pool has some nitrates in it, or maybe your pool has some water quality issues that need to be addressed. For instance, maybe you have algae growing in certain parts of the pool. This will also use up the chlorine a lot faster and cause the saltwater generator not to produce the chlorine that you think it's producing. And so if you do run into trouble adjusting the chlorine level in your pool, you definitely want to go to another sanitizer during this time to prevent the pool from turning green or getting a lot of yellow algae or having other water quality issues like cloudy water. So go ahead and add liquid chlorine to your pool until you can get the salt system working correctly. You can use bags of shock, but some of them may have adverse effects on the salt water system. For instance, if you use CalHypo, this could cause calcium buildup in the cell plates. So you want to probably avoid CalHypo with a salt system. Liquid chlorine, I think, is the safest thing you can add. Plus, it will add a little bit of salt to the pool anyway, so that could be helpful. If you need to use a trichlor tablet or two, I suggest getting a floater and putting them in the floater. I wouldn't put them in the skimmer, even for a short period of time. That's not a good idea. So if you need to have maybe a residual chlorine during the week while you're trying to get everything working, go ahead and get a floater and then get some 3-inch trichlor tablets, and you can use that to give yourself a residual chlorine until you get the salt system up and running. So it's a process to adjust the salt system and get it up to producing chlorine. And during that process, you want to make sure that none of these factors are causing it not to produce chlorine. And if so, you want to supplement your pool with another sanitizer until the salt system is running. Otherwise, you're going to have like a vicious cycle to where the water quality will suffer, may have algae, you may develop other problems, and therefore that will cause the salt system not to produce. So a balanced pool is the most ideal way to start your system, which means that you want to start with a chlorine level of some type in there. I suggest maybe 3 parts per million, and then see if the chlorine is holding in there with the saltwater generator generating chlorine. If you notice that it's dropping down to 2 or 1.5, try adjusting the output, the runtime, and see if that increases the chlorine. If it's still going down and the zeroes out, definitely check these other factors like phosphates, the cyanuric acid level, and then you want to also add a sanitizer like liquid chlorine to the pool to bring the level back up. And then you want to adjust the salt system again to see if it holds that chlorine level at 3 parts per million and to see if the chlorine level is rising as you're making the adjustments with the system. So these underlying factors need to be taken into account, as well as adjusting the chlorine output and the pool runtime. Another thing you may run into, if the cell is dirty, it's not going to produce the chlorine that you think is going to produce because there's calcium buildup on the cell plates. So make sure that all the indicator lights are showing that it is actually generating chlorine in your pool. If it's a newer salt system and you notice that it's not producing chlorine, you may want to do a warranty call with the manufacturer. Maybe you have a bad cell, or maybe the system is not working properly. Each system has their specific way of checking if it's producing. And if you call the manufacturer, they'll let you know what voltage the system should be generating while it's running. Also, like in my case, I have a True Clear salt cell. And if you look through the clear glass top, you'll see air bubbles in there. And that's the gas of the chlorine being produced in there. And so if you notice there's air bubbles in the clear glass, the True Clear system is working and it's producing chlorine. And if the chlorine level is not holding or is too low in the pool, it may be a pre-existing factor that's causing the chlorine not to hold in the pool, because those air bubbles indicate that there's chlorine gas being introduced into the water. Therefore, it's got to be something else that's causing it not to produce the chlorine. And of course, if you can't figure out why your system is not producing chlorine, you definitely want to call in a professional. Most pool service professionals can diagnose the salt system and figure out why it's not producing. They'll look at your pool system, check the chemical readings in your pool, see the overall runtime, and go through all the factors for you and get everything running. You can also go to your local pool store and you can ask for advice over the counter of what they suggest you do to get your salt system producing. The bottom line is that there are solutions out there. Try these steps that I outlined here in this podcast. See if you can get your salt system adjusted properly. And if you can't, you definitely want to call in professional help to get your system adjusted. You can also call the manufacturer and they can refer someone out to you that can help you to get your salt system working properly. And if you're looking for more pool care help, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of helpful web pages there. Plus, I have an ebook available for $9.99. And definitely check that out. And if you're in the industry and you need more help with your business or you're starting out, definitely think about joining my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits and discounts there. And you can also contact me in real time. Again, you can find out more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.